Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com. It is Friday, January 14th, 2011. This is audio boom number 54. Well, it's been another great week in the market. And for the week, the Dow was up 0.9%, the S&P 500 1.7%, and the NASDAQ about 2%. And year to date, the S&P 500 is up 2.8%, and the NASDAQ 100, the QQQQ, is up 4.6%. And I wanted to mention that because if you read the blog and listen to some of the other audio boos, I mentioned that the highest January return the last 60 years was about 2.5%, and we are already about 2.8%. And I was thinking last year, and I heard this somewhere, that we were up about 3.9% on January 19th year to date, and then we had about a 9% correction or so. And I'm kind of wondering if that's where we're headed, because, you know, again, we only had that one year where it was 2.5% in the S&P 500, you know, in the past 60 years. So we are in rarefied air, and of course we've been told that the sentiment's too bullish. We've been told that now for probably a couple months, right? Since about Thanksgiving, everybody's been saying sentiment's too bullish. And of course, the market's up, what, about 10% since then, or close to. So that just shows you that no matter how extreme the sentiment may be, it doesn't mean that it can't go higher. So something I'm looking for is, you know, next week is options expiration, and I think we're going to see some volatility. Of course, I haven't done anything yet. You know, guessing the tops and bottoms is hard to do. I like to look for highs or lows, and then, you know, when we get pullbacks, I like to look for retests to lighten up or load up, whatever the case may be. So, just wanted to go over that. And today's catalyst for the stock market was J.P. Morgan. Profits jumped 47%. How do you think folks feel about that in this economy? You know, folks without jobs. Folks looking at budget deficits and state deficits and, heck, personal deficits at the home, right? You know, that's good. I think that, you know, this kind of money is, these kind of profits are happening all across corporations. And I think that, you know, they're not the only company that's seeing a big jump in profits. And I think we'll see that through earnings. But, you know, what investors will do, will they, you know, buy or sell, or you know, take profits, or, you know, continue the run up. The other thing going is that we've got a lot of you know, bonds are kind of, you know, not behaving that well, and commodities are just getting ripped here, especially gold, and I still think that money is going to come out of gold and come out of bonds, and the only place folks are going to go is what's working lately, and that'll be stocks. That's my thoughts on the stock market. Oil stocks are ripped again today, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know Exxon was up big. And again, supply demand, economy's improving, and there is more demand. So let's see. TheStreetCop.com said that the solid gains Friday's better expected earnings from J.P. Morgan lifted financials and reawakened earnings momentum seen earlier in the week. And, you know, this time we noticed that the financials are participating, and that is very important. They're a large chunk of the S&P 500, and it'll be interesting to see, too, if these financials start reissuing dividends out to shareholders. I think that would be bullish. So you've heard about the flooding down in Australia, right? There's an article over at the Queensland Times. That's qt.com.au. Two bull sharks have been seen swimming past the McDonald's restaurants in Goodna. Goodna butcher Steve Bateman saw one of the sharks swimming through the flooded waters of William Street near his butcher shop in the St. Ives Shopping Center yesterday. So, what does a shark order when it goes through the McDonald's drive-thru? Other headings. Let's see, the Dow, 2.5-year high. Euro surges against dollar. Municipal bonds lose ground. Gold slides to 7-week low. Fell about 2% today, right? I think we're going to see more of that. Of course, it won't go down in a straight line, but remember when the gold bubble popped? You can go look back in 1981, 82, right, or whenever the peak was back then. The slide happened really, really quickly. So remember, gold doesn't produce anything. It's just pretty. you can't put it to work. You can't retrieve dividends off it. You can't. It just looks pretty. So there you go. That's gold. Anyway, I think that's about it for Friday. Again, I am working from home. Oh, hey, I wanted to say Redbox. I made some comments on some previous Audioboos and on the blog that I kind of missed the Netflix thing, and I wasn't interested in Redbox too much, because you got to get out of your house and drive somewhere. And anyways, I've noticed that Redbox got swamped, right, because of their earnings. And I think this is one of the areas, the whole DVD rental, movies, streaming movies. I don't know what that looks like because it's too wishy-washy. There are folks who, or there are companies that are trying to get into this, right? There's, Google and Apple, and of course Netflix and Hulu and who knows else, right? So there's a lot of companies, and I would expect Disney at some point too. A lot of companies trying to get videos to you by streaming or, I don't know, DVDs or whatever. And I think that that's gonna be interesting. I still don't own any of those stocks, and I did miss Netflix and blah blah blah. But at some point, I think. I'm happy that I'm not in Netflix because I don't think. I mean, I love Netflix. Don't get me wrong. As if you've read the blog today, I'm streaming a Stargate Atlantis from the Netflix streaming, but I don't own any shares. But I do enjoy the service. Anyways, that's it. Hope you're having a great day. I'll talk to you later. And the music in the background is from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com. This is Michael Lee with When I'm Fallen. See ya. All a game that you wanna win. You turn me on, you play your hand. You take me to another land. You look say I shouldn't wait, but I smile and hesitate. I think I know where this will end. Your tattoo shows a favorite sin. Just when I feel that fear, I hear the whispers in my ear. When I'm falling, hear me calling. Catch me if you can, catch me when I'm falling. When I'm falling, hear me calling. Catch me if you can, catch me when I'm falling. When I'm falling, when I fall for you. Is haunting too. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Your game is working on the inside. You turn me on, you play your hand. You take me to another land. Just when I try to break free, I feel your heart beating next to me.